You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum looking back on a historic moment in rock and roll history.
One, two, three, four!
It was 60 years ago today that the Beatles played their one and only show in Wisconsin. To mark the historic event, we're dipping into the archives and revisiting this story from writer Dean Robbins of Madison. As a Beatles nerd, it's one of my all-time favorites. Dean tells us about the madness that greeted John, Paul, George, and Ringo on their first American tour, and specifically their stop in Milwaukee on September 4th, 1964.
I'm one of those crazy Beatle fans who want to know every single thing about the band. Luckily, every single thing has been documented, and it seems like there's always more to learn. Lately, I've been obsessing on the Fab Four's appearance in Milwaukee on September 4th, 1964. It was their only trip to Wisconsin, and it was a memorable one. So memorable that people are blogging about it almost 50 years later. The madness started the minute the Beatles' plane landed in Mitchell Field. Hundreds of fans showed up to swoon at the sight of them.
I just like George.
I like George.
But the 80 police officers on hand wanted nothing of the sort, so they arranged for the plane to land far away from the crowd.
They are on their way to their hotel at this time.
Then they shuttled the Beatles through a back exit where no one could see them. The band complained to no avail. Later, at a press conference, Paul McCartney accused the police of pulling a dirty trick.
We have been told that the decision to land was made by your manager in the air.
There was no need to take us out the back way. Just at least drive past the fans, you know, in a car. And again, they told us no. And he's a dirty, lying policeman who told you that.
The Beatles didn't treat the local press any more respectfully than they did the local police. A reporter asked them what they planned to do when their bubble burst. Guitarist George Harrison answered.
Call your coffee.
Tickets for the show at Milwaukee Arena topped out at $5.50. Red Cross workers, armed with ammonia inhalants, stationed themselves around the arena to treat fainting girls. As for the performance, it was drowned out by the screaming of 12,000 fans. The screams were so relentless that no one could tell All My Loving from Can't Buy Me Love. Nevertheless, the Beatles rocked, and they playfully engaged the crowd between songs. Everybody there remembers having a good time. Before the band left town, McCartney took a minute to call a local fan in the hospital. He had heard she didn't get a chance to see the show. The band may have had no use for Wisconsin's disapproving elders, but they loved the kids who responded so passionately to their music. I should tell you why I've been obsessing on the Beatles' visit to Milwaukee. It's because I got to see a Beatle there myself this past July. Paul McCartney performed at a sold-out Miller Park, with ticket prices well over $5.50. In many ways, though, the performance made me think of 1964. Paul still playfully engaged the crowd. And at age 71, he still rocked with a vengeance. When he launched into All My Loving, a number he'd also sung with the Beatles in Milwaukee, I couldn't help myself. I screamed.
That archival Wisconsin Life story was brought to us by Dean Robbins of Madison. He wrote about the Beatles' one and only show in Wisconsin, which was 60 years ago today. Thanks to TMJ4 for the archival audio. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.